Hello and welcome back to Perfectly Paranormal, episode 48. My name's Anna Schmidt, and I'm here every week to share with you true paranormal encounters and information about devils, demons, and dark energy beings that no one else talks about. Today, though, we are technically stepping away from the usual talk about the darkness around us to share a special episode totally dedicated to cat owners and their beloved pets in spirit form. And we have a special cat who's going to tell us all about his perspective in the afterlife and how we can communicate with our pets who are now in spirit form. When this was suggested to me by a friend, I thought, wow, this is really important to share how this works. And this is totally from Jacqueline and Axel's perspective. So let's get into enjoying this interaction between a pet owner and her very talkative, beloved cat called Axel, who is now in spirit form. And Jacqueline openly shares their conversations and the sense of joy that she feels, knowing Axel's soul is alive and well in the afterlife. So get comfortable as we get an inside view of a pet seeing his owner from a different light and what he has to say about the spirit realm. Now we're going to start today with Axel's background, and then we'll hear from Axel through a well-known pet medium, Leonora Faferco. Now this is what Jacqueline writes. Hi Anna. I started this story a couple of months ago and I finally decided to send it to you. Now these are long stories about my most recent cats, my three ginger boys, and then Axel's spirit return and the conversations that we had through Leonora, the pet medium. Now I was listening to your latest podcast today as I was sitting sewing a tapestry cushion. And they're all so interesting and you explain everything so eloquently, really easy to understand. And I note that your next podcast episode was going to be about animals, our pets, who sense spirits around us, which was prompting me to write this email. And I thought you might like to hear some of my experiences. And if you find anything useful, you could include it in your podcast. Now we're going to set the scene for Axel's life before we listen to what he has to say from the afterlife. And Jacqueline writes, I've always had cats from a very young age. My last three ginger boys had incredible personalities and we were totally devoted to each other. Jasper, Jazz and Axel. Now, I've had them for over the last 30-odd years, and I've never been away from them. I was inconsolable when Jasper passed away under difficult circumstances. He was my safety, and I always knew when spirits and other beings were around. I can't help but feel that they may have had a hand in his passing. Now, when Jasper was alive, I learned to communicate with him telepathically. I'd send a thought to him and he would respond. He'd wait at the top of the driveway for me every night. And if I was late home, he would be pacing the footpath like an anxious parent. Needless to say, my life was taken over and I never went on holiday at all. He didn't take to staying in a cattery. I did try once over a long weekend away, and ended up ringing them every day to see how he was. He didn't cope at all, and I never tried it again. The same for Axel, although no catteries were involved. Just very expensive vets and hospital stays. It did cost me a small fortune, but there was no expense spared. He'd developed a dodgy bladder, and so he had some very expensive bags of prescription food for the rest of his life. And if I think back to Jasper, I'd often hear the bell that he used to wear around his neck. I'd hear it beside me. And after he'd passed, there was various cats who started arriving at our house that I'd never seen before. But it was like they knew Jasper had gone, and they were just paying me a visit. There was one particular one that really stood out, a stray, a very scruffy rag doll Burman, who was terribly excited to see me, and I wish I'd taken more time with him. I did feed him for a couple of days, but he went to the cat's home and was very quickly adopted. And there was a Russian Blue who used to live next door named Nadia, who never left her house and was very aloof. But one morning I was out in the garden, and the next thing she came tearing through the bushes and jumped all over me, very excited. I knew this was Jasper. She'd stayed with me, being patted, for about 10 minutes, and then very quietly wandered back next door, looking quite puzzled. Now, this is a really interesting experience that Jacqueline has shared with us. Do pets, when they pass, stay with us in spirit form, and can other animals see them? Now, Nadia, the blue Russian, who never leaves her home, was quite happy to jump all over Jacqueline. And was she influenced to do this by Jasper? Now, Jacqueline writes, "My partner decided to get me another ginger kitten, Jazz, that I wasn't really ready for. But while I did everything for him, he was such a whirlwind. He was an out-of-control energy. His personality was almost human. He was very naughty, demanding, and very vocal. He befriended Axel, who lived across the road, who was several years older than Jazz. And very sadly, one day, Jazz was run over, and he died not long after his first year. And the night it happened, I dreamt of him running around in the garden with me, so I knew he was okay. We were waiting for Eternal Pets to come and collect him for cremation, and Axel, from across the road, suddenly appeared, not sitting too far away from our little boy, Jazz. Now then Axel decided to follow us inside, which he'd never done before. And he lay on the stairs, just like Jazz used to do. And for a while, before going into the lounge and then jumping onto Jay, who's my husband, and lying back, just like Jazz did, much to Jay's horror. I find that really funny. Now, I might add here, he'd never been inside before except once with Jazz. And he wasn't a very friendly cat at all. And I was lying on the couch, and sometimes he would jump and walk along the back of the couch and nibble on my ear. Again, Jazz used to do this. He slept on the couch exactly where Jazz used to sleep for 2 weeks, sort of going back home across the road occasionally, but coming back to us. And long story short, his owners moved house but left him with us, and we had him for 12 extra years. He died 2 years ago, aged around, we think, 20 to 21 years old. Now, when alive, Axel would come to the deck door and scratch the glass to come in, morning, noon, and night. And for weeks after he passed, I would hear scratching at the door around 6 p.m., which was his usual tea time. And also had a friend who would hear his meow when she visited. Now, I was not so lucky. There had been a couple of times that I did hear a meow, but I thought it might have been outside. And when I looked, there was nothing. Now, he'd probably given up on me by now, like, seriously, Mum, aren't you listening to me? Can't you hear me? Now, in the years that Axel lived with us, he made quite a name for himself around our immediate neighbourhood. He befriended everyone that walked past, including their dogs. He had quite a fan club, and people would stop to ask after him all the time. If he was outside at night and refused to come in, He'd climb onto the roof and walk around to our bedroom, jump onto the small deck outside our sliding door and rattle the screen and meow quite loudly because he was hungry. And after a period of time, if he hid outside during the warm summer nights, I would put out food and water for him. And thank goodness these early morning wake-ups stopped. He had two very comfortable, safe sleeping areas that I'd made for him. Because as he got older, he stayed out pretty much all the time. And I found myself bringing him hand-chopped, warmed chicken and crunchies 2 to 3 times a day. All he had to do was stick his head out of his sleeping hole and open his mouth. Now that is love. Like seriously, that is loving your pets. They are part of the family. I mean, who hasn't done something out of the ordinary for their pets? Now, Axel loved his picnics, Jacqueline writes, and being waited on hand and foot. And for a few years, I had a mother blackbird who was very happy to get his scraps too. She always arrived at the right time and wasn't afraid to hop around him. Yet there was an instance when, as much as I didn't really want to, I let Axel in under the house. Because he'd always sit outside the door and demand to be allowed in. This was the area of contention for me. Jacqueline had a very interesting area under her house. There were lots of dark and, how can I put it, there'd been lots of unusual interactions under the house that had caused the presence of dark energy beings. And Jacqueline writes, anyway, he roamed around in the darkness for a while and came out unscathed. But I think it was the next day or two that he became very unwell and spent the next week ferried to the vet with chronic pancreatitis. He nearly died and was never allowed underneath the house again. Now, there was a time in his last year one day and I couldn't find him and I spent half the day searching and calling. Now, this was very unlike him. I was upstairs and I was looking out the window and I saw a cat coming across the road and it went down the driveway. I immediately went to the front door as this beautiful cream rag doll cat I'd never ever seen before walked right past me without even a glance when I spoke, went under the gate and disappeared around the back. So I ran around to the other side of the house, worried, thinking that if Axel was around, he wouldn't be too pleased about a cat being in his backyard. And then all of a sudden he sauntered up from the back. The rag doll cat had disappeared and I never saw it again. And in my head, this rag doll cat kind of became an angel, bringing Axel back from wherever he had been. Now, no one had missed this cat from any of the neighbourhood houses. We do not know where this cat came from. Now, I do wonder, this is me thinking here, was this a cat in real life? Or was this a spirit cat that Jacqueline was seeing as a full-bodied apparition? I found this information that Jacqueline shared with me totally fascinating because I don't have a lot of experience with people's pets in spirit form. And let's get back to the story. Now, Jacqueline writes, again, I dreamt of Axel. I was walking down the garden path looking for him. Now, this is after Axel had passed away. I went around a curve, and when I looked back, there he was, just sitting casually, lying beside a bush watching me. And I said, there you are. I've been searching everywhere for you. It's very strong in my mind still, Jacqueline writes. I hope you find something useful in this to share on your podcast. Now, as we said earlier, Axel passed away around the age of 20 to 21. And now we're going to look at what he has to say from the other side through the pet medium Leonora. Now, Leonora writes, hi, Jacqueline. I have now spoken to Axel. And I've asked him to please respond to your questions in his own words and from his own point of view. And thank you very much for the lovely pictures of him. Now, here are Axel's replies. Question 1. Can he let me know that he's happy again? It was with huge reluctance that I set him free from pain, and I was truly, totally heartbroken. And this is what Axel had to say. Hello, my dearest darling. Your gentleman is here, loving you, caring for you, and knowing that all you have ever done for me was in my best interests. And now, because of your kindness and love for me, you allowed me to return home to heal once more and be healthy. This is a gift that you gave me. This is not something that you should be upset about. Because of you, I am indeed happy and healthy once more. I am even chasing butterflies with joy and happiness in my soul and in my heart. Because of you, the one who did all she could for me, I am your man, your gentleman. Now, question two. I want him to feel that he's always welcome to visit, and that can he leave me a sign that he has been? And this is what Axel has to say. I've already been. I have watched you. Please don't cry for me. We've had many happy times. And when you think of me, please smile and think of the good times, not the final times. I know there is a hole in your heart for me. Please, please know that I am in a well place. And I lived a life of superb luxury and love with you. How blessed was this little pussycat, the king of all he surveyed. I have visited you on three occasions. And please also know that when you dream of me, it is I visiting you. It is very hard for me to visit you at other times because you were blocked with grief. In fact, one visit was shortly after I left. And I want you to know that a sign is anything you feel or sense that has to do with me. It can be a dream, a strong sense of my presence, then a butterfly or a feather found in a spot unexpectedly. Even something on the radio or on your TV that reminds you immediately of me. These are all signs, and I bring them to you simply to say, I am close and I remember our times and I love you dearly. On one occasion during the last few days, I came and sat quite close to your feet while you were in the kitchen. I sat close and hoped you sensed my presence. I've also watched you sitting in a chair, a comfy chair, well padded and very, very comfortable. I will not leave you. Love does not leave just like that. Love is eternal. Thank you for everything you have done for me. I love you so. Now, question three. Can he come back in spirit if ever I have another cat? And this is what Axel had to say. This is something I cannot promise at this time. We of pet souls do not make these promises. But what we can say is this. When you next go to find your little friend, look into the eyes of those that come to you, and you will know if it is I. We of pet soul need to teach our humans to know instinctively and to trust their own soul speak. And when I do return, then your soul and mine will simply connect and we'll immediately know each other. It is also true that at times when loving souls miss each other, the pet can discuss with another soul and in physical form. And it can be like a walk-in, so that one soul leaves the physical body and the soul that yearns to return simply walks into the physical body. The agreement needs to be reached between both souls, so this, of course, can happen as well. Me stepping in here, that answers my question from earlier when I thought about, is this Axel connecting with another cat? Is this Axel using another cat's energy to connect with Jacqueline? This is fascinating, totally fascinating to hear this information coming from a pet on the other side. Now let's get back to what Axel had to say. Should I choose to return, you will get a yearning, and my return will be by way of surprise. If you, however, yearn for another little companion, please feel free to give another loving soul a home. Because pets need homes, same as ours, with you and your sweetness, complete love, and the care that you give to all pets. I have boasted most fully in this realm about you. Oh, I love that. That is so gorgeous. You are my angel and I love you. This is what Axel writes. I'm getting tears as I'm talking about this. How lucky was I to now be surrounded by angels and to have an earth angel to call mother. Thank you for allowing me to be the king. Hope I wasn't too much of a handful at times. Oh my goodness. I do take advantage of my advanced status. But really and honestly, I couldn't help myself and I enjoyed the adulation. So thank you, thank you, thank you for pandering to my whims. I really do appreciate all the love and kindness shown to me. I love you forever and a day, dear lady. Let's wait and see what happens in the future. Perhaps I will return. But I'm still deciding on when and how this might occur. Life is sweet here, and I remain in the home, watching and protecting your soul. Isn't that just gorgeous? Like, I'm getting all tingly reading this. It's just, makes me feel so good. Now, before we look at another, more recent experience that Jacqueline had with Axel, I just want to share my own little short story. And this helped me confirm that pets live on in the afterlife. I mean, really, they are souls. So if you think about it, they're going back to their home. But some people still doubt, do pets go where humans go? Now, I'll just share this very quick, short story. Now, when my father passed away some years ago now, I went with some girlfriends. Like, we got together to have an afternoon to chat and enjoy each other's company. And as we chatted, one of the ladies, who I didn't know very well at all, suddenly looked at me and said with this far-off look in her eyes, "Your dad's here." And like, it hadn't been long since he passed, and I was still a little bit fragile. And I sat there totally stunned, as I'd never expected to hear from him. He was, in life, a very private man, and I thought that he'd be the same in death. But no, she described him to a T. Like, I'd not met this lady before. She was a friend of a friend that we went to visit. She described his look and his mannerisms. And he told her, oh, I love this, he told her that he was there with a very small black dog. And this dog had folded over ears and a little sort of stocky, solid body. And this dog, in spirit form, was standing next to him. And I knew instantly that it was Steffi. Now, Steffi was our little Staffy cross. And I was so happy to think that Steffi was with Dad, as he loved playing with her. And it just made my heart sing to think that she had someone to be with, someone to hang around with that was family. Now, that experience confirmed to me, way back then, that animal souls do go to the same place as human souls, like I said earlier. I know now, of course, that it's common sense in a spiritual manner of thinking. But people do doubt sometimes. And in those days, I knew very little about the afterlife and how mass consciousness worked. Now, let's skip forward to October 2023 and let's hear what Axel has to say through his most recent mediumship reading with Leonora. Now, Jacqueline asks, "Are you still visiting me now? It's been 2 years since you passed." And this is what Axel has to say. I mean, seriously, he has such a vibrant personality. 2 years, he says. Really? Time doesn't exist in this realm, but seriously, 2 years. Heavens, time does fly when you're having fun, so to speak. I am well, I am happy, and I am well loved in this realm. A lady looks after me. I am very spoilt. Much attention paid to me, and we chat. Oh, yes, we love to chat. So I am very, very well cared for, very loved, and very healthy, and eating so well these days. So I can keep my strength up in order to allow my visitations around your house, and especially to you. I am always around the home, and I am at times near your feet, especially in the kitchen at dinner time. Yes, I can still smell the food. I do like food. Now, it gets a bit of a lecture going on here. Axel says, you try too hard at times to sense me. Let it flow and you will sense things. And then even you will not doubt yourself anymore. This is where he starts to tell us how we can communicate with our pets in the afterlife. So we can communicate quite easily, actually. Some of the rules are simple, but you need to trust. Now, trust is written in capital letters. And sometimes you can have issues with that. So this is the process that Axel describes that we can all use to communicate with our own pets. Now, what he says is, sit quietly and look at my picture. Look into my eyes. Then close your eyes and you will see my eyes in your mind. Call my name quietly and you will sense me or see my eyes. Now this is not your imagination, so trust and then start a chat going. Start slowly by asking me a simple question, but you will need to give me time to reply to you. Not to continuously chatter on, because that way I won't be able to say anything back to you. So simply ask a question, just a simple one to start with, like, how are you? Then wait a couple of minutes for an answer, and my reply will come. Now, if the reply comes quickly, you will know it's me, because your imagination won't have time to step in and make something up. Or if the reply is very me-ish, then you'll know it's from me. You could even ask a bit more of a test question if you like. Now, learning to do this can take a little bit of time, but with practice, we can have chats all the time. Eventually, you can be walking around the house and just ask me questions, and your intuition will instantly hear a reply. And you will just know that it's me. But start slowly with a simple question and allow me time to reply. If you want to chat with me and tell me your problems, then please feel free. And at the end of the chat, just sit quietly and I will send you some sort of reply or even better, a sign. You could even ask me for a sign. I am more than happy to give you a sign, but you need to trust, that's in capital letters again, that it is me. Okay? And then he says, see, it's easy. I'm open, ready, and willing any time that you want to start. It would be so cool if we could do this. But it's up to you, because I'm always around. I'm always around you. You know, there is a special place in the garden that we both loved, that I still love, and you could go to this place and we could chat there. And this is something funny that he writes. He writes, ah, I now go to my fan club, so he must come and visit all the time, and not just the house where Jacqueline lives, but his other cat friends. I can do what they can't. I can visit anyone I like. And when I miss their company, I simply pay a little visit. One of them gets spooked a bit easily, oh dear. And I think this is a little bit of fun. Oh, he is cheeky. But I don't do anything to frighten anyone. I just go visit and chat, and they know the spirit is me. And this is very good for me and for them. So you see, when it's time for them to come here, they will already have some company waiting for them, and I will ensure that everyone is happy when they arrive. And it's just one of my little jobs that I have here. Oh, yes, he writes. I didn't think I was spoilt. I think I was perhaps a little entitled and deserving of regal attention. Lots of exclamation marks after that. You were a very good servant. Ha ha, written in brackets. I mean mother. No, I don't for one moment believe that you were a servant, but I often felt that you gave me goodies on a silver platter. I sort of felt as if I was really being treated like a true king. I am a king, aren't I? Oh, and that's just how I loved it. How beautiful. Like, seriously, to think that a pet felt so loved when he was alive. That gives us all hope, you know? People that look after their pets and then wonder how they are in the afterlife. It gives me joy in my heart because I've had two dogs in my lifetime. And it just makes me feel all warm and fuzzy to know that they're safe and happy and living the life that they want on the other side. Now, what else does Axel have to say? So how about we start our chat? So I'll help you, but you have to tell me what it is you want and I'll do my best to give you a sign. Let's keep it simple to start with and then we can go further, okay? Sounds good to me. Love you, love you, love you, my special mum. That's Axel signing off. It's just, I do so much work with the dark realm that sometimes I forget to look at the lighter side of the spirit realm. It's been such a total joy to share this with you today. And if you would like to connect and communicate with your beloved pet or pets on the other side, you can check out Leonora's website at www.leonora.net.au. And you can contact her through her email, which I will leave in the description box. Now, like I've already said, and I'm going to repeat it again, I've always wondered if we or pets return to pure energy when we leave these physical bodies. But hearing Axel's story and my own brief experience with my little doggy, it seems that we and our pets may get to choose how we live in the afterlife, whether we stay in our earthly form in this lifetime or maybe a previous lifetime, or pets can stay in their animal form. Like, it is just, it kind of blows my mind a little bit. I find it fascinating, just totally fascinating. And you've got to say that the concept of pets living on in the afterlife is really a source of comfort and wonder. I'm always wondering about it. I never stop thinking about these things. And various religious and spiritual traditions, they kind of offer a different perspective on the fate of our beloved animal companions in the afterlife. I mean, some people believe that pets have souls and that, like humans, they find themselves in a serene, happy place once they passed away. But I like to think that pets don't just roam around in the afterlife. This is part two of my thinking. I like to think that they're reunited with their owners. Now, my little doggies, I haven't passed away yet, obviously, because I'm talking to you now, but Steffi and Dilly would most likely be with my dad, played with them more and gave them more attention. So do they hang around with him more in the afterlife? And like, seriously, the bond they shared during their earthly life, I really think, continues into the afterlife. And it just brings continued happiness and companionship. Now, in contrast, as there's always a contrast, there's always many opinions about this. Other belief systems view the afterlife as a realm exclusively reserved for humans. Now, I believe that the bond, like I've just said, between pets and their owners has a lasting impact on the soul of the being, on their soul energy, on their essence, and contributes positively to each other's spiritual journey. And in this sense, the memories and experience shared with our pets can leave an unmistakable imprint, sharing our spiritual growth and understanding of love and compassion. And ultimately, whether pets have a place in the afterlife or merely influence our spiritual development, the idea of reuniting with our furry or feathered or scaly friends in some form or another continues to offer comfort and hope to pet lovers around the world. If you like this content of this episode today, please hit the subscribe button And you will get a notification when every new episode is released to the public. And stay tuned for many, many more episodes unpacking the strange and unseen aspects of the paranormal world around us. So in episode 49, we are talking with a friend of mine, Brianna Dean. She's a fellow podcaster and a paranormal experiencer. And she will be here to share three of her memorable spooky experiences with you. She's going to talk about the ghostly lady on the road, the spooky bike rider, and the haunted honeymoon hotel. So stay tuned for that episode. And I will see you soon to delve into all things unknown and spooky. So thank you for joining me today. And don't forget, if you want to share a paranormal experience just with myself, or you would like me to share one of your experiences through my podcast, you can do a voice recording, or you can write out your experience and I will read it exactly as you have written. You can email me at spiritualbeing44@gmail.com. And for information on paranormal house clearing, you can visit my website, Spiritual Being. You will find the address in the description box. And I look forward to sharing this spooky space again with you next week. And remember, life is perfectly paranormal.